Sure, Tom. There is a $20 million project for 90,000 square feet at Florida Hospital for their new administrative center that was triggered in part by the rail commuter line. Ulster Development has announced a 230-unit apartment project of Florida Hospital employees, also tied to that administrative project and tied to the rail line. Healthcare of New Jersey and Florida Hospital again have a joint venture for a 150,000-square-foot bioscience building. And finally, Orange Crown Holdings has announced a 200-unit apartment in Longwood at the station. These are all real projects, Tom. The people that have announced them are very substantial. Central Station, the largest, is by Rita Development, who built Champions Gate and the Hilton Hotel near the convention center. So these are real, Tom.
This Central Station development that Mayor Buddy Dyer announced last week is planned for that vacant lot across from the courthouse, adjacent to the Lynx bus station. It's the last undeveloped piece of property in downtown Orlando, but there have been several attempts over the past decade to develop that particular parcel of land, and for various reasons, all of those projects have failed. Why is this project different?
I think three things make it different. First of all, Rita Development has the capacity to perform. Secondly, the SunRail itself is a big stimulus for the project. And third, the timing is right. There's been enough development now to absorb some of the excess supply. So by the time this project comes online, Tom, it should be able to attract a number of users.
Well, the success or failure of all of these projects is dependent upon the success or failure of the rail line. And Florida, and much of the U.S. for that matter, has a very mixed history with rail lines. Sometimes they're very popular, and in many cases they fail because of lack of ridership. Here in Florida, for example, Miami's metro system has suffered from low ridership, and the developments that were built along that line also suffered. Why do the promoters believe that SunRail will be different?
Well, there's two factors, at least, that I think make it different, Tom. First, I think the timing is right. Over the last decade, there's been a real change in behavior. More people in Florida are willing to live in an urban area. And we really haven't had that until the last 5 or 10 years. Secondly, along the Orlando route, there is substantial open land, such as the land where the Central Station will be built, which wasn't the case in Miami. So we have both the timing right and we have the land facilities to accommodate that development.
And you've referred to studies that show that many young people are inclined toward this type of urban lifestyle. And I'm sure some retirees also would enjoy being close to transportation and close to the downtown amenities and so on. But what about all those folks in between? Will they want to live in such a place, perhaps? Or do they still want to have a couple of acres out in the suburbs?
Well, we're going to find out. But I think that there is enough people who would be young professionals, empty nesters, that would be interested in living near and around those transit stops to be able to make it a success in Orlando today.
Well, Hank, what about some of the other developments that we have not yet talked about today that are in the planning stages in Sanford and DeLand, and I know several spots in Osceola County and elsewhere, where they're working on developments that will tie into the SunRail line, but they're in the planning stages, and so many things can happen along the way. I mean, the funding scheme can collapse, or permits are denied, or the neighbors object, or will most of these projects, in your opinion, be built? And if they are, will they be successful?
All those things will happen, every single one of them. But I think if the transit line is a success and it does attract some ridership, that we will see development, certainly in Sanford and DeLand. There's talk about other projects in and around the Kissimmee area. So I think if there is the ridership, there'll be the development along that corridor. Certainly one can point to the success that's occurred in the development at the stations in Washington, D.C. and Portland for what can happen if the public does use the system.
So, Hank, it really sounds as if you see these rail projects not just as an alternative to driving to work on the interstate, but as something that can fundamentally change the way our region develops in the future.
Well, they have the potential to really alter the development patterns in the urban area, Tom. I mean, if we consider the five projects that have been proposed, I mean, that's over $300 million of investment that probably would not have occurred along this transit line and would have been spread out more generally in the community or out at the nodes in a, you know, out in East Orlando or way north in Lake Mary or further north. That's been the pattern, and now this may change that pattern and cause more density along the transit line and in the urban core. That's certainly what happened in Portland. That's certainly what happened in Washington, D.C. That is not what happened in Miami, but remember, the train came after the development was already densely settled. here, the land development patterns can still accommodate a lot of densification along the core, and that gives this the potential for success.